Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now, a Yankee legend. And before you know it, you're going to hear his voice again. And what I did not know about this Yankee legend is he's got his own beer. And by me telling you the beer name, every Yankee fan listening is going to say, oh, I know who it is. And of course, we're talking about Warrior 21. It's an IPA beer. And we're joined by the Warrior himself, the great Paul O'Neill. Paul, Tiki Barber, Evan Roberts, how are you?
Guys, how are you? It's good. I'm still in Florida, and Tiki, as you know, as soon as the Super Bowl is over, man, it's time to start baseball.
Yeah, definitely is, and play some golf as well while you're down there. So hold on. Before we get started baseball, because we'll get to it in a second, tell me about this beer. Like, is it heavy? Is it going to knock me on my ass? It's an IPA, right? Tell me about it.
It's so funny, because I didn't drink when I played, and then all of a sudden I started to, have a beer once in a while, and I fell in love with IPAs.
Yeah.
I thought, man, these
Me
are
too.
So good.
Me too.
And I was introduced to a guy, Wolf and Warrior Brewery in White Plains, and he talked about, let's do this, and I started tasting some of the recipes, and he kept going through batches, and finally he hit one. I said, this is it. This is it. And now I've become like a beer snob. I don't drink anything but that.
Hey, Paul,
it's a really,
you,
really
hey, can I get
hazy
you a bud?
Northeast
no.
IPA. And what makes it Northeast is some of the hops are made in the Northeast, which give it a distinct flavor. Believe me, I give it a shot. You'll love it.
Right. I get those questions all the time. Hey, you want a light beer? I'm like, nah, I'll take water instead. Give me an IPA. give me an IPA.
How soon after retiring did you say, let me see what this beer lifestyle is like? Let me drink a couple of beers.
Well, your lifestyle does change. I mean, you start eating dinner at home every day and things like that. And, you start filling, thing that you didn't do when you played. And again, I wasn't a drinker, and now I enjoy this IPA for dinner, and it's just it's kind of just a different chapter, but it's been a lot of fun to be part of this, to see the brewmaster Michael, I told you, in White Plains. He's so passionate about these things. I mean, he looks like a scientist down there with the vat. They have to bubble for so long and can it now and hold it off there. And it's just, that's a little beyond what I understand. But I know once it's made and once it's out, I haven't tasted one that I like any better.
Yeah, no, it is a process. Those guys are artists. Again, that's a Warrior 21 IPA. Go check it out. It's Wolf and Warrior up in Evan's neck of the woods.
Yep.
All right, you're down there in Florida. The Yankees are just starting camp. The guy who, I mean, obviously Soto and Judge and all those guys are interesting, but I'm so curious about Giancarlo Stanton and his weight loss and his leanness and what that's going to mean. Have you gotten a chance to see him yet?
Yeah, I did see a picture. Somebody sent it to me, and he does look a little bit different. But, I remember having a conversation with him at the end of the year, and, the only goal in the off season was to train, to do something different, to get yourself the ability to go out on the field every single day and give the Yankees, 500 or 600 at bats where he can help this team. And, he obviously has put the work in. I'm sure it has a lot to do with more flexibility, where, when you take the field, you're not walking on pins and needles, whether I'm going to get hurt doing this or doing that.
Do you think power is going to suffer?
I don't think so. I think that, if you watch his swing, he doesn't use a lot of his legs, anything. He just kind of stands still. He just have that gift of bat speed and the ability to hit the ball pretty much harder than anybody in the game of baseball. So, it's just about comfort. Obviously, injuries, they set you back. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he's anxious to get the year going where, you know, the hard work in the offseason can pay off. And you know, you got to remember, this guy's, what, 34 years old? It's not like he's 40 years old or something. I mean, he has good years left in him if he can stay healthy.
We're talking to the great Paul O'Neill. I remember, so when you were playing, there would be a big addition every once in a while. Roger Clemens coming off of that 98 season. I remember they had a Chuck Knoblauch. Yankee fans are enthralled. They're pumped up about Juan Soto. What does it do to the room when a star player is added? Like, would you guys be excited when you were coming to camp and you knew there was another star player that George added to the roster?
Yeah, it kind of lets you know that the organization is, you know, wants to win as much as you do. Because there's so many sports teams out there now that are, you know, run as businesses where, well, if they win, great. If they lose, we'll get them next year. Well, you know, that's not the Yankee mentality. And that's why I always had so much respect for Mr. Steinbrenner, because once we started winning, you know, he kept those teams together. He overpaid for players to keep those teams together, to bring in guys. He would bring in Justice, or he brought in Cecil Fielder. And you mentioned Clemens, David Cone. These guys came in, and you continually felt like the organization was on the same page. So I guarantee when, you know, Ohtani signed with the Dodgers, a lot of the Yankees, you know, were sitting there, what are we going to do? Well, they did something big and bringing in Juan Soto, yep, who, you know, at his age and, you know, the 1 year and done, I don't see that that's an issue. I think that things go well. He has a good year. He's liked by the team and the fan base. I think you're going to see him be a Yankee for a long time.
Yeah. And, you know, and you talk about that, Paul. It's back, you know, in the George Steinbrenner days when you were there, it felt like if you needed to pay a guy, you were just going to pay a guy. Why is that harder now for big market teams like the Yankees? Not really the Mets, because Steve Cohen came in with all the money, but specifically with the Yankees, why is it harder? Is it because there's more competition? Is it because the number is just exorbitantly big? Like, why is it so much, it at least feels to us like it's so much harder than it used to be?
Well, there are, you know, numbers that they want to stay under. And obviously, every time you think that you've seen a top salary in any sport, 2 years later, you're scratching your head because it's doubled again. Right. It just continues to go up. So it's just not like you can just go out and buy every all-star you want because of the money in the game. But you want a superstar in New York. You have one in Aaron Judge, Gerrit Cole. Now you've added another one. So, you know, you have star power. And, you know, the Yankees are a team that has been known for some of the greatest players that ever played the game and a lot of World Series. And they want to continue to do that. And to do that, you got to bring in good players. And when you bring in star players, you're going to pay a lot of money for them.
Well, they did bring in a big one. Juan Soto is tremendous. And I think one of the big questions that Aaron Boone's already been asked is, hey, where does Soto hit? Where does Judge hit? What we know is one will hit two, one will hit three. You, when I think of you, especially during the prime of your career, I think of you batting third. Did you have a preference? Was that something that you preferred over anywhere in the other spot in the order?
Well, I loved hitting third, and I thought it was an honor to hit third. And I remember the first time that I hit, I got called into the office by Buck Showalter, and I was hitting fifth at the time. And, you know, I was hitting really well. And he said, I'm putting you third, and I'm putting Mattingly fifth. And I was almost embarrassed. I mean, this is Don Mattingly. Are you kidding me? But if I made this lineup up, I think I would put Soto second, and I think I would have Aaron Judge hit third. I think that Soto's on base percentage and the protection of Aaron Judge is going to help both of them, because Aaron Judge is going to be able to hit with.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A lot of with Soto on base a lot, and Soto's going to get the protection to see pitches from Judge. So, in my mind, two of the premier hitters in the American League in the same lineup. And if you can put Stanton behind Judge and he's back to where he was, then you've got, three or four bats, innings that pitchers are going to have to really worry about.
You know, Paul, when you came to the Yankees after coming to the Reds and the core four was there, you know this, you guys won a lot of championships, and so much of it was not what we saw, right? It's not what was on the field. It was like a chemistry and a camaraderie and a togetherness. Do you feel like this Yankee team has that? It feels like there's disparate spots, pieces, right? Rizzo comes in, and then obviously Judge is there, but now Soto's there. Stanton, the pitching staff has now been made over a little bit. Does it feel yet like this team has that intangible, that chemistry?
Well, I think that they have the tradition. They know the tradition of New York. They know what's going on as far as, salary-wise, they're at the top of the game.
Yeah.
Behind the Dodgers, obviously. But, it's very hard to say what happens in the clubhouse. You know, for me to sit and say what they're saying or what they're doing, or does it compare to the 90s teams? Right. I really can't tell you.
But
I know that.
But how important
Aaron
was
Judge
that to you,
the
though?
Leader of this team. And when you bring in a star player, Juan Soto's not expected to carry this lineup. He's expected to be who he is. Mm. And that's almost a relief. I mean, when you're a star player and you come into an organization, look back at when A-Rod went to Texas. You know, $250 million, never heard of. But you can't – baseball's not a sport where you can just carry a whole team. And that's what happens. And the Yankees have put together a team on paper. If healthy, and that's the big if in every organization, if healthy is going to be as good as anybody.
Yeah.
We're talking to the great Paul O'Neill. So we have a coworker here who last week spearheaded A-Rod Day. He wanted to honor Alex Rodriguez since he hasn't had that honor yet from the Yankees, and he wants his number retired, number 13. As somebody who has his number retired, you are honored with that distinct honor from the New York Yankees. Do you think the Yankees should retire A-Rod's number?
You know what? All I know is A-Rod was one of the better players of his generation, bar none. I mean, he was as good as anybody. But you know what? If you break up his career, he's with the Yankees, with Texas, with Seattle. The Yankees, I have all the respect in the world, and you said it. I mean, to have my number retired is probably the biggest honor I've ever had in baseball because of the people that have been out there before. So I don't really have an opinion whether or not. All I know is I have a ton of respect for Alex Rodriguez for his ability and what he could do on a baseball field.
When you think back to your career, and you had a great one with the New York Yankees, this jumps out at me, and I'm not even going to bring up as a Met fan all the times you killed me, because you did many, many times, which I respect. I think back to the crowd chanting your name in the World Series of 2001. In the midst of that emotional World Series against Arizona, they're chanting your name. When you think back to that moment, like, what was going through your mind? Because you're such a competitor, so I assume you're trying to think about the game, but then you got to hear this. You got thousands of people chanting your name in the middle of the World Series.
Yeah, that, still gives me goosebumps when I think about it. And, when you look at the story, it was a weird time in life after 9/11, the World Series. And when this started happening, you're out in right field all alone. It's something you haven't practiced other than, when you're a five-year-old in the backyard where the fans are chanting. It just doesn't happen. And it happened that night. And then you figure out what's going on. You don't know how to react because at the time, we're losing a World Series game. I mean, that's the important thing. I mean, I had announced that I was retiring, but then if you look at the way the night went, one of the greatest comebacks, those three games, that's what I remember about those World Series. And I'm sure it has a lot to do with I was retiring at the end of the year, so I didn't have to suffer the loss and try to repeat. But I remember those three games in New York, all comebacks, big home runs, late inning heroics. That's what I remember of that time. And, it meant a lot to New York.
Yeah, no, it definitely did because the New York Yankees, I guess really all New York teams and their fans, they'll champion the ones that they feel like are theirs, right? Even though you came from someplace else, they claimed you. And so I wonder, like, when Juan Soto, as an example, comes here, and let's say he does get a long-term deal. I mean, does he need to win a championship? Like, how do you make yourself feel like you're one of this city's, like, favorite sons?
Well, I think if you're part of the Yankees, yeah, championships are extremely important. I mean, I think Aaron Judge, if you ask him, the one thing missing, obviously he's got a lot of years left in the game, is a world championship. And, you know, there's too many good players on this team that realize that this team has been brought together to win championships, not just, you know, to have a good year and make it to the playoffs and we'll see you next year. I mean, you know, excellence is the Yankee thing. And I always remember going to spring training, you know, with Mr. Steinbrenner out on the field, and it wasn't about having a good year. It was about winning a World Series. And, you know, unless you won a World Series, it wasn't a good year.
No doubt. Paul O'Neill's got a brand new beer, IPA beer, Warrior 21. So check it out, especially if you got some time off this week. We appreciate you coming on. Thank you, Paul.
Guys, have a good one, man. We'll see you.
The great Paul O'Neill, the Warrior himself.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.